This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer. And today we're talking about free speech. Now you're going, wait a minute. How come you're not talking about the virus? How can you dare talk about anything but the virus? Well, guess what? This is about the virus. It's about free speech in the virus. Got it? There's a more than one way to skin a virus. And this is it. Free speech in a foreign land. It's called Michigan. We saw the Michigan people were among the first to protest the draconian measures their legislature had passed. In other words, it wasn't just good common sense stuff. It was whacked out stuff, including you can have a canoe, but you can't have a motorboat. There's something about seeds in there. It's things that you say, why would they put these things in there? They're dumb. And they didn't get any results that were applicable to them that make them happy. And so they decided to hit the streets. And we saw that a couple of weeks ago. They were in the streets in trucks and cars and sometimes out of trucks and cars. Didn't look like they were, routinely violating the six-foot rule, but it certainly looked like something that would be frowned upon by the government, and they were frowned upon, yes. And we're asking how you feel about it. My feeling about it is it's free speech. As long as they're not damaging something or hurting anything, they have a right to protest any law they want to protest. It's public land. It's their land. Get me Woody Guthrie. This land is your land. This another story. Anyway, so I'm asking, do you back up the Michigan protesters, whether you agree with the reason for protesting or not? And then today, as I was walking into my palatial studio here, I saw a banner headline from Fox that says, Michigan public officials censored for joining the protests. Now, I'm thinking, first of all, everybody had to vote on the laws, and some of them were passed, some of them were not. But the bottom line is a legislator doesn't give up his or her free speech. It just says, Michigan official. So I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Okay, we'll make that a unisex person. So I think you have a right, even if you are a public official, to protest something that your group put into effect. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Mr. Joseph Beamer, I know we got a lot of social media information. What do we got out there?
All right, so Michigan protesters, right or wrong, explain. That's the question over on Facebook. Tom says they have the right to protest. Nothing wrong with that. But dressing up like G.I. Joe wannabes, give me a break.
Yeah, we can do without that. And also, please, if you're a Trump supporter, don't bring Trump gear, because then anybody who doesn't like anybody protesting won't like Trump. No, Leave the signs at home, okay? You can dress up the way you want. You know, whether you look like you're ready for World War III or not is immaterial. But don't do that. And certainly don't do it if you really hate Trump, but you're wearing a pro-Trump sign to make other people think that these are all Trump people. Wow, that's pretty advantageous for your position, don't you think? All right, you got another?
I do. Sandy will go to Karen, and Karen says, it's our right to protest. I support the right to do so. All I can do is offer them a big glass of Flint, Michigan water to refresh themselves.
Get some Kool-Aid. Yeah, get some grape Kool-Aid, the Jim Jones collection. What do you say? And dip right down in there a couple of big spoonfuls of sugar. Put them right in there. Or actually, like my mother used to do, dump a whole container of sugar into and see where that goes. I like that. See, people have not lost their sense of humor. And that's good because you can't. Now, as long as your sense of humor includes something from the virus, we're okay with that. You got that? That's like our get-out-of-jail-free card. All right, Mr. Buzzy, another, please.
Yes, Charles says, right to express their feelings. It's time to find out if the Dems are just trying to control or if things are really unsafe.
Well, first of all, I think people in Michigan have a reason to protest. The joke from the next to the last one about the water, certainly. Their finances were not in great shape. They seem to be, at one time, they were a pretty vibrant city. And then, of course, a lot of the car manufacturers left the area. And that certainly didn't help their employment situation. Let's take a break, shall we? A refreshing break right now. We'll be back with more scintillating Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. We would like your calls on this coronavirus subject. And that would be the Michigan protesters. The Michigan protesters, yes, they said this is silly, this is ridiculous. Why are these things in place? And beyond the normal shelter-in-place stuff, which you can at least understand. You may not like it, but it's there for a reason. Beyond that, they had silly things in there that the public just had enough of. What do you mean I can have a rowboat or a canoe, but I can't have a motorboat? What's that got to do with the coronavirus? What do you mean about seeds? I can't plant seeds and have my own garden. I mean, just dumb stuff. And apparently, the people of Michigan had enough. They had it up to here. You see where here is? Okay, I got my hand over my head, and I'm 6'4", so that is a high hand, okay? Very high-handed from the government there. And they said, the hell with you. We're going to protest, and they did. And so I want to know if you think that was a proper thing to do or not. And most people who will say it was all right will take the same route I'll take, and that is free speech. One of the darlings that we possess is free speech. And that indeed says that if you don't want them to do it, it's a free speech issue. And I may agree or disagree with their position, but I certainly agree that it's a free speech issue. So I'd like to know from you, is it free speech? Or have you had it up to here with free speech? In other words, you know that what they have a right to do it, but you're just tired of hearing about it. You know, there are people, especially politicians, that every time they open their mouth, it's something like that. And you just get tired of hearing about it. Maybe you're in that position. And then, as I was entering the broadcast studio in my palatial home, I saw a text line go across the screen on Fox saying, Michigan public official censored over the protest. So I don't know if it's a he or a she that would got censored. But the bottom line is they censored them because they're public officials and it's the law. Okay, so they may have voted for it, they may have voted against it, but the other people that are still officiating didn't like it, and so they censored him. Is that another free speech issue? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Okay, Joe Beamer, what do you got?
Sorry, Sandy. We have...
That's all right. Don't be sorry. You never have to say you're sorry on this show.
Oh, good. Paula says it's a right to protest, and Michigan went too far. Not being able to cut your lawn, plant your garden veggies, really?
Yeah, I mean, when you go, the people will do extraordinary things in the name of the country, the government, safety, all these things. But all it takes is one goofball thing, and everything else is forgotten. You say, well, what's the matter with you? This has nothing to do with that. And so why is this your chance to get their favorite laws in and passed under the guise of public health? I don't think so. I don't think it's the right thing to do, and that's probably why they go out and hit the streets. I have never, in fact, here, I'll add another one. This has to do, by the way, with the virus, with COVID-19. Have you ever taken to the streets, ever protested? Okay. Have you ever protested? Have you ever gone and taken to the streets? In this case, we're talking about the virus protesters, but you call, you can tell me whether you've ever protested anything. Actually been with a crowd of people holding up signs, maybe singing, who knows what, but have you ever protested anything? The closest I came to protesting probably saved my career. I was doing nights on WKBW, 7 to midnight, and there were protests going on from the UB, from the students, during the time period where they would gather outside the theater right across the street from Southern UB, because Northern UB wasn't built yet, okay? And at the same time, they were building a swimming pool, a lake at UB. And I was saying how ridiculous it is that we're spending taxpayers' money over there and whatever. But they were protesting the Vietnam War, obviously. But I was not happy with the way they were doing it. And I was leaving the building one night. Jeff Kay stopped me and he said, where are you going? I said, I'm going up to University Plaza. He said, why are you carrying a baseball bat? I said, I don't know. He said, no. And he made me give him the baseball bat. Do you think that was unfair, guys? What do you think?
Maybe it was some good advice.
Yeah. I'm thinking I wouldn't have gotten a baseball contract even with the bat, but I probably would have been on the wrong side of the law, shall we say. But that's the only thing I've ever nearly protested. I've never been in a crowd with signs. How about you guys?
When I was a kid, our teachers went on strike, and I love my teachers, so we went on the sidewalk with them and walked up and down. That's about as close as I get.
Well, that's a legitimate protest. How about you, Buzzy Beamer?
There were a lot of signs at the president's inauguration.
Oh, that's right. You went to that. That's how we met you, really.
It was my first day full-time at BEN. I took a vacation day, and I called into your show. It was the first time I was on your show.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that happened, because you're a valued member of the show now. Yeah, that's right. You did. You went all the way to Washington for that, and that was good.
That was a great experience.
Yeah, and it was a good way to learn, especially getting into talk radio. Because you said someday I'm going to have to talk about the virus, and I better be able to ad lib. Oh, man. Bernie, the associate producer, is writing some things down. She is helping me today. All right. Thank you very much. I can read that. Line one is Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Daryl from Medina. What do you have today? Is it free speech, or are they in the wrong?
Well, if somebody told me that I couldn't grow my own garden, you know what they'd get told.
Yeah, go. You throw a tomato at them, I'm sure.
It'd be more than a tomato.
Yeah, why is it they would think you couldn't grow your own garden wouldn't be against the very nature of the people that they're supposed to be governing?
Well, first of all, I got 12 acres.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to you.
I would ask them, first of all, what I'd look at them, and first of all, I'd say, where's your mask?
Yeah, make sure that they're following the rules.
Are you following the rules? And I'm out in the middle of, here's mother and I out in the middle of the middle of the back 40 putting a garden in, and you're going to tell me I can't do it?
People love gardens. They love gardens. It's getting back to earth, growing your own vegetables, especially in times like this where you kind of question, should I buy from the store or can I find a roadside stand or something like that?
I'll give you a good one. Now they brought up this deal about the meat. I had to take my truck up on the ridge this morning to get a guy to look at some electrical problem I got. All right.
Okay.
Well, I come by the Amish store. There wasn't room enough to get it. I could have, if I'd have wanted to go in the store, there wasn't. There were so many cars in there, and that is not that big.
Oh, the Amish. We go south to visit the Amish about three times a year to get baked goods, and they have good breads and all kinds of good stuff, and they're very nice people. We love to do business with them, and can hardly wait till we start when the stuff is taken down.
Because they don't do a lot of baking there. Well, I don't know if the other guy, there's another guy down Linenville way.
Yeah, I'm talking about Conowango and that area there.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All right, so you would defend your garden at all costs. Absolutely. Let me grow my own vegetables. Leave me alone.
The other one. Tell me I can't mow the lawn. Am I going to leave? No. My lawn is starting to get up.
Was that one of them, that they couldn't mow your lawn?
I thought I heard somebody mention.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the one that says you can have a canoe or a rowboat, but you can't have a motorboat. Motorboats usually don't have big, exhaustive engines. They're usually pretty small.
It's environmental, because most of the new engines are all real environmental.
Yeah. Well, apparently the people of Michigan have had it up to here, and so now one of their own people in government joined the protesters and has been censored. And so I think that's enough. He has a right to free speech as much as anybody else.
I got to bring one other thing up.
See, okay.
This morning, get up, Joe and Susan and I were talking, and then they mentioned that they're letting out at that thing in Batavia where they have all the illegals, that they're taking the guys out, dumping them on a street corner with no money in their pocket or anything. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with the virus, does it?
Well,
don't be talking to me. Don't try and slip those other stories in there.
No, but I'm
a team player.
All right, buddy. Okay,
thank you. Anyway. Never call us again unless it's virus and yeah.
Well,
goodbye. We love you, Daryl. We love you, but you can't fool us. Thank you. Oh, you're having fun today, boys and girls. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And let's see, what do we got? We have one of our favorite callers on line two. That would be Ann in Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. What's on Ann's mind today?
Oh, so much stuff up there.
We got a brain full of thoughts, so lay some on us.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with the protest, and you know, I think maybe as long as they are doing it, you know what I mean?
Peacefully, yeah.
Yeah, where the police is not involved, but you know, Sam, I have to tell you, in one hand, it's a good thing, but on another hand, it's a bad thing. And the reason I say it's a bad thing, because we don't know what it is. And everybody, they driving everybody crazy with it.
And we don't know what it is, and we can't see it. That's the whole point.
And it makes no sense. It just simply makes no sense. Everything is shut down. And this and that, and that's silly. And as far as rights, I think a mother need to be on all politicians' mouth.
I think you're right, Ann. We can't see it. We don't know what it is. They're working on something to make it more manageable, but so far we're out in the blue, and they're asking us to do things we think are silly. Thank you, Ann. Thank you very much. By the way, Andrew Cuomo today at 11:30, so less than an hour, and we will have Andrew Cuomo and his press conference. Did the president have one yesterday? Because if he did, I didn't see it. I know he was backing away from some of them.
I'm not sure if he did or not.
Not sure. How about Buzzy? Do you know if the president had a press conference yesterday?
I didn't get an alert on it, so I don't think he did.
Yeah, they're really more than press conferences. They're updates. Basically, that's what they are, because they don't talk about anything else. And so their updates, and they it's like the doctors. They bring the doctors out to give us a shot in the arm to get through another 24 hours, because we really trust the two main doctors. Oh, yes, one Adam 12. Yes, man with a gun. Thank you very much. Is that ABC squawking in the background, Tony?
Yeah, they getting 12.
I think they should try out for PA announcers of the year. When they squawk, they really squawk.
It's loud.
Okay, Mr. Joseph Beamer, now that ABC has stopped talking, it's time for you. What do you have for us on Facebook?
All right, Patrick says, protesters in Michigan or local probably have not experienced the loss of anyone close to them. I just heard of the third loss in the past week, and another is struggling on a ventilator, a third loss of a friend or family member.
Yeah, we hear from time to time, anecdotally, we hear about groups of people that get it at the same time. Yesterday, I was only listening with one ear, and I heard it on the TV, that one group of like six people all attended one thing, and five of them got the virus. So when you hear those, you really pay attention. And it's true, we care about all the people, but people we know or people we work with or people that we've had any association with, when they die, it's real. For instance, it became real with me when John Prine, my favorite artist, my absolute favorite recording artist, John Prine, died. And then shortly after that, we had another, yes, you got that? After John Prine died, we had another of my artists die.
Big Wheelie.
Big Wheelie, big local guy. So between Big Wheelie and John Prine, within 2 weeks of each other, are two connections that I wanted to keep dear, and they both died of the virus. So it doesn't escape you if you're rich or famous or powerful or anything. When it's your time, it's your time. I believe in taking precautions, but I don't believe in getting crazy, because we don't know. If you're willing to give up part of your life by locking yourself in the house and not letting anybody in and, you know, really going overboard, that's one thing. It's another if you're going out in public and taking a chance and just challenging it. We told you yesterday about a prominent guy. I don't know who he was, but he seemed to be prominent, according to the news reports, who said, this is hooey. I'm not going to be doing this. They're not going to tell me what I can do and what I can't do. And so he didn't take the precautions, and he died. So I'm sure there are other people like that. That was the first time I'd heard that kind of an example. But you got to be realistic, and you should take cautions. I'm not saying not take any cautions, but not be crazy about it. Some people go over the edge. All right, let's go into the break a minute early, shall we, Tony, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, we've got two things, and I'm about to add a third. How about that? Here are the two things. The two things are, in Michigan, the protesters, do you agree with them or not that they should be out protesting? We all can agree on one thing. They have the right to protest. I don't think anybody's going to say no to that, because of free speech. But basically, should they be out there? That's up to you. Also, apparently, a Michigan public official has been censored for joining the protesters. How about that? Also, thought we'd have a little fun. Our friend Carl Russo was wondering out loud the other day, and I thought, that's a pretty good idea. We can have a little bit of fun with it. But it'll be virus fun. It won't be just plain fun. You got to remember that, okay? We're going to spice it up a little bit. Assuming now, don't take anything personally. Don't get angry. We're just trying to have a little fun. And we're asking you for a virus playlist, okay? Songs that you could play during the virus. Now, if you're easily offended, I think now's the time to go to the kitchen and make a sandwich, okay? Yeah, and then come back at noon. When the governor will be on. All right, this is a virus playlist. And I want one from each of you guys before we go to the public. The first one I can think of, and you have to pardon me, I have a kind of sadistic sense of humor. How about this? The end of the world. Because some people think it is. I mean, the end of the world. Skeeter Davis. Skeeter Davis.
Or you could go with The Doors. This is the end.
This is the end. So far we've got Skeeter Davis, The End of the World, which was a big hit, by the way. And then yours, Tony?
I'm going to think, I hope I have it right, is it Gilbert Sullivan, Alone Naturally?
Alone Again Naturally.
Yes.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
O'Sullivan, thank you.
Yeah, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally. And the end of the world. Now, Buzzy will have something that's probably on the charts right now. You got something for us?
Oh, don't set me up like that. I was going to say, because we're all staying at our house, What better than Our House by Madness?
Yes. Well, that's good. Our House, suddenly, good song. That's very, very good. All right, Buzzy, give me a Facebook, please.
Someone put on the text board the second song I was going to say.
Oh, really? Ray, is it something I can say? Because I'll take the hit on it if it's funny.
Yeah, no, it's All By Myself by Eric Carmen. I was thinking the exact same song.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All By Myself.
But I was thinking
the song I like.
I was thinking the Celine Dion version. I thought was better than the.
Oh, you like Celine's version better than the original?
Just a little bit.
Okay, and that's fine. Do you have a Facebook for us?
Yes, Ray says we have the right to organize and the right to protest, and some of us think this has gone too far.
Okay, and I think that's a legitimate point of view. So we're asking how you feel about the Michigan protesters in general. We know that they have the right, but beyond that, should they be out there, should they not? And then a Michigan lawmaker gets censured because it could be a woman. I don't know. It wasn't a plane on the crawl, so it could be a woman. We'll just say the guy, okay? Some guy is been censored for joining the protest. And also, we're compiling our virus playlist. And so far, we've got some pretty good ones. Anything that would be associated with the virus. Now, you are allowed to have a wicked sense of humor with this. Getting a get-out-of-jail-free card for something that some people might consider bad taste. To me, bad taste is probably a great opportunity for comedy. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Another one from Beamer, if we could.
Yes, Sandy. Gene says, right or wrong, it is their right to protest. Again, you don't have to agree they have the constitutional right.
That's right. Remember the famous saying, I will disagree with you, but fight to my death the right to do it. Okay, line two, my friend Don, who knows his music. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony, on this wonderful, lousy day.
It is. It's a lousy, rainy day. We need something to perk us up. We need a little humor. And you are always a music guy, still are a music guy. What do you have that might be suitable for the playlist? Is that what you're calling for?
I will suggest a song as soon as I say what I want to say, where the song will explain.
Well, I support your right to say it, Don. What are you going to say?
Well, first of all, I definitely agree with the protesters having the right to protest. In fact, both Barbara and myself have been invited to a protest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, tomorrow to protest against the governor of Pennsylvania, who is somewhat similar to the lady that governs Michigan.
Oh, wow. So you're going to go?
Probably not.
All right, but you were invited. That's nice. I've never been invited to a protest.
Well, I belong to, for the lack of a better description, the Tea Party group.
Oh, good for you. I take it back. I have been invited to a protest, usually in the program director's office. But beyond that, no. So you're a Tea Party guy? I didn't know that.
10 years worth.
Well, that's good for you. So, okay, so you say, yeah, they have a right to, and I agree with you. Do you have a song for our virus protest top 40 here?
Well, okay, the song I'm going to suggest is probably one of your favorite songs, I would think.
All right, what is it?
It's called Whatever Happened to Us by the one and only George Jones.
Oh, George Jones. Anything George Jones ever recorded can go on any playlist ever. George Jones made a lot of good songs like that, songs that made you think after the fact. And to me, George Jones was the country version of Ray Charles. In other words, Ray Charles was known as the original soul, well, maybe not the original, but certainly a major soul singer where you really thought about the lyrics and everything and really could sell the soul of the song. George Jones was the same thing. It was just country music instead of R&B.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the reason I say that is, to me, this coronavirus that we're suffering from, was a diabolical plot by the communist Chinese government and inflicted this disease on us. And with the intention of divide and conquer, which, again, these protesters are evidence of that. It's people going against each other here in this country. And if we don't come together with some agreement, I think we're doomed. That's why I said whatever happened to us after the fact that we are going to be doomed if we don't.
All right. I will take what you said, and I'll see if you can connect the dots. Okay. Payback is what you're talking about, because you're talking about if the communists started it, if they started in China. Okay. Three words. Finish it. Yeah, payback is a...
Oh, payback. Well, payback is frequently a great feeling if you can get it, can do it, because you're getting even with the...
Well, that's true. But there is a famous saying. Now, I'm going to put my guys on, and I bet, because we New York guys are hipper than you Pennsylvania guys, we'll know the answer to this. All right, first, Tony, finish the sentence. Payback is a...
Bleep? Am I allowed to say that?
You're bleeping. Tony, you can say bitch.
Okay.
This is a talk bitch. Show. A bitch.
I wanted to be safe.
Yes. Now, Buzzy, would you have known that?
Yes. It's been one of my favorite sayings. When...
It's been one of the things I do in life is payback is a bitch. So, yes. Now, Don, see that? See how easy the game is to play?
It's very easy, but I was trying to keep it under control.
Well, don't you dare show any class on this show.
This is a classless show.
This is a show without class. Remember that.
It's of a lot of class. Most of your callers are very classy people.
And I'm not talking about the callers. I'm talking about us. Okay, Don. Have a good weekend. I'm off tomorrow.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, payback is a bitch. And that's a famous saying. I think he wanted to be nice. Tony, of all people, took the politically correct route and said bleep.
I'm trying to protect
What's
my
the
career?
Matter with you, Tony? I think you should be put in the closet for not obeying the tasteless rule that we have on the show.
You can tell I'm around my kids too much.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can't do that around the kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we do, the word bleep.
Oh, yeah, you bleep things. Okay, that's fine. That's fair enough. All right, we'll take a break, and when we return, we got a newscast, and at 11:30, we have the governor. We'll have a newscast and the governor, but the governor's usually right on time. Okay, so this is News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.